Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network on WAMS. And today we're talking about something that is not your normal paranormal. It's a real-life ghost story, and the author of the book Rain No Evil, Michelle Savannah Zirkle Markham, will be joining us in just moments. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can always call us, 646-668-2634. That's 646-668-2634. You can also join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. The book is Rain No Evil. It's based on the true events of a young lady who had a very different kind of paranormal experience. She is the author, Michelle Savannah Zirkle Markham, and she joins us now on the Burke Allen Show. Hey, Michelle, thanks for being on the program.
Hi, Burke. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to sharing my story with you.
It was a very interesting read. And for folks that haven't picked it up, you can visit Michelle online at rainnoevil.com and find the book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and bookstores everywhere. This is a story that is really about you, but when you wrote it, you chose to write it as a fictional novel. It's sort of like the old Dragnet TV show where the names are changed to protect the innocent or guilty, I guess. But tell me about that. Why did you decide to make it a novelization?
Yes, that's because there were several people that were involved firsthand with the story that weren't as comfortable with the topic as I was. So I decided to just change the names and most of the locations. However, I do use the setting of West Virginia, and that was an accurate location. That is where it happened.
And if you're just joining us, Michelle Zirkle Markham is our guest today. She's the author of Rain No Evil. It's her first book. She's a graduate of Concord College and Marshall Graduate School in West Virginia. Former high school teacher for a couple of decades, resigned to write full-time. She has a weekly newspaper column, and that you can also access at rainnoevil.com. So the story begins for you as a young mother and wife who has an interesting experience in the shower. So what happened in the shower?
Yes, well, I didn't realize it was interesting at the time that it was going on. I did say an angry prayer in the shower, angry with God for not answering my prayers previously for a happier marriage and just generally a happier life. And there was nothing really remarkable about the fact that I said the angry prayer in the shower. However, 3 days later, there was water that started dripping and then eventually spraying inside of our house. And that's when things began to get interesting.
Interesting they did. And the book is very honest in that, while this is happening, not only do you have this paranormal thing going on, that you've got a marriage that's collapsing along with these ghostly and demonic things happening in your house. So it, at least in the book, it was a pretty intense month that you had there.
Yes. And actually in reality, it did take a longer period of time. There are some of the time crunches that authors take the liberty of doing with the novels such as that, and it keeps the action moving. And that's what I did with Rain No Evil. But it was accurate in that the water demon was in our house for approximately 2 weeks before I realized that it was actually an evil entity that was responsible for the water, that it was not a normal water leak. It took 2 weeks of hunting through the house for the leak to come to that realization, along with a few messages from God.
So you obviously, as a novelist, you take some dramatic license with the story. just as if you ever see a, you know, someone's life story turned into a movie, there's dramatic lessons that's involved there. But if you were to guesstimate in a percentage basis, roughly, you know, how much of what people will read in Reign No Evil really happened to you and your family versus, you know, sort of what you took dramatic license with?
There is 100% of the paranormal events that were accurate, and 100% really of the actual relationship driven part of the book, which is definitely the driving force through the book. There's an undercurrent also of her search for God that is very prevalent, but there is probably roughly, I'd say, 15%, 20% that's not accurate as far as just some scenes that were thrown in there to keep the story moving.
Michelle Zirkle Markham is our guest today. The book is called Reign No Evil. You can check it out at reignnoevil.com. And Michael Nast, who's a Bram Stoker Award winner, author of Return of the Mothman, says there's a rare honesty in the writing of Reign No Evil. And Michelle, I'll tell you, having read that, I thought it was very honest too, from the very beginning of the book, whenever you have this, you know, sort of angry meltdown in the shower and you question the existence of God and you say, as many people have done for thousands of years, you know, listen, if you're real, then give me a sign. And then you started getting all kinds of signs. The honesty, I think, though, comes in to play when it shows you very bravely show yourself warts and all, not only with you know, your marriage crumbling and you and your ex-husband now, you know, having multiple affairs, but issues that are happening in this small community where you're concerned people are going to perceive you as completely nutty. When you sat down to write this book, was it cathartic, or was it, gosh, I'm really kind of scared of putting myself out there like that because people will know it's me?
Right. Well, initially, I hadn't even planned on writing about the sexual encounters that both my husband and I had with other people. That was not my intent. My intent was to tell this incredible paranormal story that I had. And also part of that was an energy release from some entities that had attached to me, which boiled down to the basically attachments of some of those demons that were in the house. But that was not my intent, was to really get into that part of my personal life. However, as I started writing it, I realized that in order for a reader to understand my mindset and why I had prayed that prayer to begin with, why I had reached out to God in that way with that desperate tone, I really needed to tell exactly what was going on with me, where my mind was with my relationship with my husband, with my relationship with other men, how I felt about myself. And I needed to explain all of that so that I felt that someone who was reading it would actually be able to relate to what I was going through. And I think a lot of people have, from what I've heard already back in the reviews.
Michelle Markham is our guest. She's the author of Reign No Evil, and it's available at reignnoevil.com. As I read this book, I find it interesting that it's not a book where you can immediately say to someone, oh, this is a horror book or a suspense book or an erotic thriller even. It's got pieces of all of those that move through. There's even some humor. There's some pretty funny stuff that happens to this character in the midst of all this calamity. When you started going through all of these experiences, you mentioned that this this demon attached to you, and you sort of say it very matter-of-factly now, like, you know, so this demon attached to me, and I picked up a loaf of bread, you know, at the grocery store. I guess it seems very normal to you, but for the rest of us, we're thinking, what is this lady smoking, and can she share some with the rest of the class?
Oh, my. I can imagine. I really can. If someone had said that to me or I had heard that probably 10 years ago, I would have said, oh, my, you know, how can that person be so casually talking about that? First of all, I guess because I do have a very I've settled in with things now with my spirituality, for one thing. And I realize that the evil that was around me wasn't actually, I wasn't possessed. It wasn't quite to that extent. It was attached to my auric field, which a lot of people have attachments and don't realize it. And that's what had happened to me. I have a very probably quirky sense of humor, and that did help me through that trial for sure, because it was the absolutely the most horrific experience, in that it shook you to, you know, it shook me to the core, and it made me doubt everything I'd ever believed, and it definitely changed my life. So I did use humor in the story just to relate that, you know, it did help me through those periods, the humor did. But I do say it rather casually now when I'm talking about the story, because I've told the story many times. It started off with me telling the people in the community, because as you mentioned, it was a very small community that this happened in. And so word of mouth was a quick draw to our house, and we were fairly well known in the community. So I started telling the story by mouth, and that led to me writing down some anecdotal pieces and eventually compiling a short story and then gradually writing the entire experience. But it wasn't a laughing matter as far as the actual repercussions of the experience that I had with, not just with the demon at the house, but with the attachments to me. I didn't realize they were there until I went to an energy healer. And I had a very, very scary experience there where I heard these entities speaking to me, telling me I shouldn't have came there. And I actually had a seizure at this lady's place of business. So it wasn't a laughing matter, but I am able to talk about it rather easily because I've come to terms with the fact that I'm just not going to be able to explain everything and that I really don't need to. All I can do is just describe it as best I can.
Our guest is Michelle Zirkle-Markham, and the book is Rain No Evil. It's based on true events. It's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, bookstores everywhere, and at RainNoEvil.com. All right. So for those of us that you know, don't sit at home on Netflix and watch Ghost Hunters every night, you're going to have to break this down for me a little bit. So the difference between demons attaching themselves to you and being possessed by demons is what?
Well, there is oppression, which is when demons can actually influence you. They kind of pop in and out of your life, so to speak. Attachments are when they are actually, imagine an invisible line of energy, like a current that you would, say, a laser. You'd shoot a laser beam on a wall, and that laser beam is going to show up on the wall, but the beam itself is the conveyor of that light to the wall. So demons, any energy can do that to you. Not just demons, but angels can do that. People who have been deceased can also do that, but they are energy. Everything that exists is energy, and the energy from the demons attached to my auric field, which is a field around me of energy that I believe I will say it right, Carillion photography has picked up, and that's a very controversial photography of a person's auric field. Some scientists say that it is accurate and some say that it is not. But that is an attachment. When someone is possessed, the entity is actually inside of them and has taken over much of their cognitive abilities, much of their speech patterns. They'll speak for the person. They'll do things that the person wouldn't normally do. I was being influenced by the attachments to me, but they were not controlling me. They were like an invisible cheerleading squad, if you will. They were encouraging me to actually, it gets back into the sexual part of the story, they were encouraging me to do some of the things I was doing. I don't make excuses for that, and I don't make excuses in the book for that, but they were encouraging me. So that's how those sorts of energies differ.
And I love how in the book, you know, you are pretty skeptical about the whole freaking thing too, because you don't know what this is all about. you don't know what's happening. And as I'm reading about you and you talk about, you know, your sexual exploits and those of your husband in there, it reminds me of the old movie Animal House, where Pinto is got the little angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder. And I think in your case, the little devil on the shoulder was winning out there, because you had some pretty randy exploits, young lady.
Right. Well, and I think, too, that, again, this is just my thoughts, but I think that a lot of people do, and they're afraid to say it. And I know that there's a few scenes in there at church where I'm at church and I'm really wanting to feel that wholesomeness and that forgiveness and feel that connection with my husband and with God. And I've got it all going on, and it's not 2 seconds later, and I'm looking at somebody up in one of the rows he's got my attention, and I think he's hot. And so that is to me, that is a normal reaction. And I don't think that in the story that I make excuses for that. I'm saying this is a human, this is all the human experience. It's been my human experience. It may not be everyone's, but I do think that a lot of people are hesitant to admit that they have that that one entity on their shoulder. They're all about, oh yeah, I've got the angels there. You know, I've got this part of me going on, but are they willing to admit that there's the shadow self there as well? Because without one, you don't have the other.
And that's where the honesty in the writing, I think, really hit me in this book. It's not your normal paranormal. It's called Rain No Evil. Michelle Savannah Zirkle Markham is our guest today. She is the author of this book, and we're going to talk about one of the serious subjects that are touched on in the book, and that is verbal abuse at the hands of your husband. We'll do that right after this on The Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick to the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my...
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. on tour 2016. For tour dates and more information, visit LandauMurphyJr.com. It's the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and our number is 646-668-2634. Our guest today, author Michelle Zirkle Markham. The book is Rain No Evil. It's a novel, but it's based on true events that really happened to Michelle. And one of the true events that you talk about very candidly in the book is your marriage at the time to sort of the top cop in this small town. His name in the book is Alex. You said you changed a lot of the names in the book. But Alex, although he is pretty well respected in that town, or at least he thinks he is, he's pretty much an asshole. He's pretty tough on you. He is not a sweet, loving husband, but it kind of goes back and forth. I mean, I think you treated it pretty even-handedly. At times, he's the loving husband that you met and fell in love with your high school sweetheart. And at other times, he really, really treats you badly. I bet there are a lot of people that will read this book and will see shades of their own relationship in there. So looking at it in the rearview mirror, what say you about your relationship with this police officer, and who's now your ex-husband?
He definitely had his soft side. He was, in general, what most people would describe as a very good guy. He was a good guy. He really cared about the community. He cared about his job. He wanted to help people, and I believe all that was genuine. We were high school sweethearts, and that is in the book. And through the years, I just didn't realize what was happening, what I feel was partly due to his career changed a lot of his personality to becoming more and more verbally abusive. And I had never heard that term necessarily. I'd never thought of myself as a victim in any way. I was a teacher. I was a mother. I was a pretty strong gal, I thought. But in the process of what happened with the prayer in the shower and with all of the events that happened at the home that proved to me that there is a higher power, and after working with my energy healer and being liberated from those entities that had definitely influenced me, after all of that process, I came upon a book in the library, and I felt led to it, felt led to get it, and it wasn't one I would normally pick up, and it was called The Verbally Abusive Man. And I got home with it, and I couldn't put it down. I could have written that book. I related to everything the lady was saying, and it made me look at everything in my life objectively. Suddenly, and it was like an epiphany of sorts, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. I saw myself and realized, oh my gosh, that is me. That's why he says that. That's what's going on. That's why I react this way. So after that, we did have a contract to speak to each other a certain way, which was respectfully, and it just didn't work out. He was not ready for that and told me so. So we ended up staying together. In reality, it was about 4 years. In the book, it happens much quicker. But that was pretty much what happened, is that I finally came to the realization that I was not going to be able to change him. And if I wanted to stay with him, I was going to have to accept it. And I was not willing to accept it any longer. So in order to be happy, even if I had to be by myself, I had to leave.
You know, you're an educated lady. You went to graduate school. You're a high school teacher for a couple of decades. And, you know, you're faced with this paranormal event that comes out of left field. You never had anything like that happen to you before. You have water spraying all through your house. You sort of figure that out and take it on full throttle to try to, you know, wrestle that to the ground. And yet dealing with this verbally abusive husband seemed to be much more difficult for you to get that situation under control and make that break. So I guess I would ask you, if someone is listening right now who's in a verbally abusive relationship like that, you know, what did you learn from that experience, and what advice would you give to someone else?
Well, for me, it boiled down to self-reliance. I realized I couldn't depend on him or anyone else, really, to make me happy. That included my kids, and quite frankly, that included God. I couldn't depend on anyone else to make me happy. I was going to have to be happy regardless of what was going on around me, no matter how chaotic my life was, no matter what my husband was doing on the side, no matter how I felt about my relationship with him or other people in my life. I had to be happy for myself. And that can include other people, but it can't depend on them. And that's what I learned, was self-reliance. So
Reign No Evil is the book from Michelle Zirkle Markham, and it's based on true events. And, you know, we have a chat room that's open now on Blog Talk Radio, and one of the questions that's come in, Michelle, is, were you concerned about your kids' reaction to the book? And I'm not sure if the person who chimed in here has read the book or is just listening, but having read the book, I would ask that same question too. I mean, there's lots of stuff in there about, you know, mom's sexual exploits whenever she's attached by this demon who influences her maybe to a certain extent to do things she wouldn't otherwise do. There's stuff in there about dad stepping out in the marriage, about dad being very verbally abusive to mom and that relationship melting down. Was there a point before you wrote this book, or maybe now that you've written it and it's out there, where you said, man, I'm really concerned about how my kids are going to deal with this?
You know, I can't say it was something that I dismissed entirely, but as far as being a major concern, it wasn't, and there's two reasons. The first of all, because I knew I had to tell the story, and I knew I had to tell it in its entirety in order for it to make sense to anyone else. So for that reason, I just depended on my divine purpose for being here, I guess, and I would say that I really trusted that. And the second reason being because after we divorced, and this is not really discussed in the book, but there were some events that led to the kids, both of the boys, about some of the extramarital affairs. And nothing in any detail at all, but it was something that did come out. So in a way, that was a good thing, because they at least were prepared for some of that with the story itself. And I do believe that I don't paint their father in a totally unrealistic way. Like you mentioned before, he does have his soft side. He had his very protective side. He wanted to protect his family, and that included me. And I do feel that there was a love there on his part, and I think that many women especially will relate to that, although men I'm sure will as well. But there was a love there that I felt was present. It didn't always convey itself. He didn't always let it shine through. He couldn't let that guard down that he had built up as a result of his job as being a police officer.
Your son, your youngest son in the book, who I think was in elementary school, is portrayed in the book, actually, you know, saw lots of things, maybe had more sort of scary stuff happen to him in the story, in the book, than anyone else in the family. Does he have any recollection of that now that he's older? I'm not sure how much older he is now, but does he remember any of these scary things happening to him as a kid?
He is actually 18 now, and that's another reason that it's not of a huge concern to me. The kids aren't young and totally, you know, dependent on us for their livelihood as far as understanding how life works. But my oldest one is 23. My youngest one, he was 7 at the time, and he does remember some of the events. I would say probably half of them. There are several events he does not remember. And I do have some pictures on a, on the trailer. No, not on the trailer that's on YouTube, but on the talking head that are actual pictures of orbs and things that he saw in his room. I was able to capture some of those on actual pictures, but he does not remember some of the, and you're right, he did experience probably the most frightening things that anyone in the family had seen.
The story is fascinating. You know,
I was
going to
say everything from
the wall.
Yeah, the hand from the wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hand.
And you saw
that
yourself. Saw a demon in the mirror, and you know the water shooting through the house. I mean, it's an incredible page turner, and that's I think the best compliment you can give any book. That it's something you really want to see what's going to happen to this lead character in the story and her family, and it certainly keeps you engaged. We just have about a minute left. What's next for Michelle Savannah Zirkle Markham? Is there another book in front of you? What is your plan moving forward?
I'm very interested in the paranormal, so I am writing a book based in Ireland. It's called The Emerald Island Elixir, and it is about a magic potion that someone can drink, and if they choose to, they can come back and redeem themselves for things that they've done. So that kind of follows suit with some of what's in my book. Is it's basically a story of redemption, and a person who comes back walks in into another person's body and has another chance at life to make things right.
Sounds
that's,
like
that's
it's going to be another page turner.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, that's just enough to set the stage. The book is out now, Rain No Evil, is based on true events that happened to Michelle Zirkle Markham. It is not your normal paranormal story, and I think you'll like it. Check it out at rainnoevil.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, at bookstores everywhere. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Burke. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. That's Michelle Zirkle-Markham, the author of Rain No Evil. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.